You can hear the difference. Bright and beautiful music. KIXI, AM and FM, Seattle.
CBS News. Arab terrorists holding hostages in Vienna are getting ready to leave the country. This is Ann Crosman reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The gunmen stormed a meeting of oil-producing exporting countries, OPEC, early Sunday, and took about 60 hostages, including 11 OPEC ministers. Bob McNamara has more on the story.
The attack by the six guerrillas has stunned the Austrian government and the governments of the 13 oil-producing states. With the lives of some of the top-level men in the Arab world at stake, the drama carries potentially grave international repercussions. The terrorists, five men and a woman, say they belong to the self-styled arm of the Arab Revolution. No one has ever heard of the organization, not even groups whose stock in trade has been terrorism. In a few hours, the terrorists plan to leave the OPEC building with 11 hostages. The oil ministers have apparently agreed to be used as ransom. The Austrian government has already worked out a plan that seems to be signed, sealed, and delivered. The terrorists will take their hostages to Vienna Airport, and there, an Austrian DC-9 jet with three flight crews will take them to a country that will accept the guerrillas. So far, according to the Austrian government, Algeria has said it would take the terrorists, but the terrorists have still not said just where they want to go. Bob McNamara, CBS News, Vienna.
The Palestine Liberation Organization said in Beirut that it is not responsible for the attack. Venezuela's president, whose oil minister is among the hostages, says the time has come for a world agreement against terrorism. He said that international agreements have been effective against airplane hijackings, and similar agreements could put an end to Sunday's kind of incident. Morning news coming up.
Happy holidays, everybody. Denny Bracken here.
And I'm Mike Roy.
Dressed for the occasion, I see. Bright red suit, big pack on the back.
Yes, overflowing. Good wishes for all our listeners from all of us here at the CBS Radio Network. From those good sports Phil Rizzuto, Jim Kelly, Pat Summerall.
And don't forget Ron Svoboda and Win Elliott.
And from CBS newsman Walter Cronkite, Mitchell Krause, Reed Collins.
To just name a few of the hundreds of folks in the CBS Radio Network family is sending holiday greetings to your family at this festive time.
How about some festive music?
No sooner said than done, Santa.
So, from Denny and me and everyone at the CBS Radio Network, the very best wishes for a happy holiday season.
United Airlines says it plans to have about one-third of its regularly scheduled flights back in service by Monday, with all service normal by Wednesday evening, Christmas Eve. The airlines had been struck the past 2 weeks by the Machinists Union, which ratified a new contract on Sunday. Workers were ordered back on the job immediately. The Machinists won pay hikes, increased job security, and better fringe benefits in their three-year contract. Air Jamaica flights leaving Jamaica are expected to be back on schedule Monday after a labor dispute caused the airlines to cancel its Sunday flights. The government invoked a law requiring a cooling-off period. School officials in Pittsburgh are warned to file a court injunction to get striking teachers back to work. The teachers have been on strike for more than 3 weeks. A local judge has ordered talks on a new contract to begin on Monday and to continue on a marathon basis until a settlement is reached. The teachers are demanding higher wages and better fringe benefits. A four-day rebellion against Argentina's president, Isabel Perón, may be over. Air Force units that have been holding several officers at an air base released the men tonight and scheduled a news conference for the morning. There is speculation that an agreement to end the rebellion will be announced. Meantime, Argentina's General Labor Confederation, which supports Mrs. Perón, has called a general strike for Monday to continue until the rebellion ends. Now, this message.
The Bulldogs of Georgia meet the Razorbacks of Arkansas in the Cotton Bowl New Year's Day. So why don't you meet us at the 50-yard line over most of these CBS Radio Network stations for full, live, exclusive radio coverage of the game. I'm Connie Alexander. Tom Hedrick and I will bring you all the play-by-play and color excitement of this New Year's Day classic, the Cotton Bowl. Enjoy it wherever you are. New Year's Day. Right here on most of these CBS Radio Network stations.
This is Anita Bryant. Performing is a very exciting part of my life, and I also love coming home to a caring husband and four active, growing children. I count being a wife and mother as one of my most challenging opportunities. I'm glad to be a wife, and I feel good being a mother.
You are a worthwhile person. Cultivate your God-given talents as you choose your lifestyle. This affirmation of women shared by the Mennonite churches.
Australia's new Prime Minister, Malcolm Fraser, and his cabinet were sworn in on Monday. Fraser's Conservative coalition defeated the Labor government in a landslide vote 9 days ago. Fraser had been caretaker Prime Minister since early November when Labor's Gough Whitlam was fired because he could not get a budget passed by the Senate. New England had a big snowstorm on Sunday, and more snow is predicted. Up to 16 inches fell in southern New Hampshire and 10 inches in Boston. In the harbor in Gloucester, Massachusetts, there was a snowstorm and heavy seas. A boat capsized. One woman was reported dead, two other people missing. Three more occupants of the boat survived. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News.
CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI. The weather outlook calls for light rain tonight with chance of showers tomorrow, decreasing tomorrow night and Tuesday with partial clearing and patchy morning fog. Highs in the upper 40s and lows in the mid-30s. In downtown Seattle currently, it's 42 degrees. The barometer rising, it reads 30.13. Taking a look at sports briefly, the National Basketball Association. Milwaukee dumped the Seattle Supersonics 103-101. Golden State 108, Portland 102. New Orleans beat Phoenix 120-107. It was Chicago 97, Atlanta 90, and Cleveland dumped Los Angeles 99-98.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents Come In. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Are you one of those who believe that the voices of those you love can reach you from beyond the grave? And if you do, should you summon them up? Or is it wiser to leave the dead past to bury its past? I offer no answer. You decide for yourself. On the basis of this story of men who flirt with death all their lives.
Joe.
If he can keep her on the track, he made that curve all right.
Yeah, but he's catching up on the straightaway, and he's going to try to... No!
What is it?
It's the same pattern that killed my father.
It's okay. He has plenty of room and enough speed if he just keeps his nerve. Old Judas...
What?
He chickened out. The damn fool's trying to come back inside, but the car won't hold the...
No!
Oh, good Lord, she's gone!
Mystery drama, The Gray Ghost, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ian Martin and stars Betsy Palmer. It is sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser, and Time Magazine. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
When you say bud, you've said a lot. You've gone as far as you can go to get the very best. When you say but, you've said the word that means you like to do it all. When you say but, you say you care enough to only want the king of beers. There is no other one, there's only something left. Because the king of beers is leading all the rest. When you say Budweiser,
You've said it all.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
It happens more often than it should. A family home destroyed when a Christmas tree burns. Sad but true, the Christmas season can be deadly if you're not careful. And being Christmas careful, says Underwriters Laboratories field engineer Ray McNabb, means never use indoor lights outdoors.
That's right. I also suggest that before you use last year's lights, check them for frayed wires or loose connections.
How about selecting a Christmas tree for safety?
Here, you should be extremely cautious. If you're going to buy an artificial tree, make sure it's flame resistant. If you prefer a metal tree, never place electric lights on it. And if you're going to buy a natural tree, make certain it's freshly cut.
And being Christmas careful means turning off all Christmas tree lights before you go to bed or leave the house. And never place your Christmas tree near a fireplace or near a doorway where it could possibly block an exit route from your home. This is public safety information from Underwriters Laboratories and this station.
Us have private ghosts of one sort or another, remembered terrors that lurk in shadows deep within us, or specters that lean over one shoulder, ghouls that haunt us by day or night. Psychiatry wouldn't be a very profitable area of medical practice if we didn't. This time around, though, we speak of gentler ghosts, ghosts that the memory refuses to let go, who may not bring fear, but can disturb our lives and haunt us just as thoroughly.
Can I get you another pillow, Mrs. Richards?
No, thanks.
Or a blanket?
No, I don't feel like sleeping.
Long night. It'll be 4.5 hours before we reach Rome. Maybe longer. We can't get around this headwind.
Well, I really don't want anything, thanks.
Well, if you're sure there's nothing I can get you, maybe a drink.
No. Unless you happen to have one labeled Guaranteed Peace of Mind.
I wish I could provide it. I'm sorry, Mrs. Richards.
Even that really doesn't belong to me. My husband's name.
Oh, dear. You lost him?
In a manner of speaking, he didn't die, just a divorce.
Oh.
That should make me gay, shouldn't it?
Oh, I beg your pardon?
Oh, just a bad joke. The gay divorcee, right? Isn't that the stereotype? Well, I'm not. I'm one of life's losers, and it seems to be a habit that I can't shake.
Oh, I just couldn't figure you for a loser. Not anyone as beautifully dressed and as lovely looking.
Beauty is only skin deep, and the clothes are someone else's design, not mine. That's another one of my failures.
If you want to talk, I'm technically on a break, and I'm a good listener.
Oh, thank you. I can't see your name.
Angie.
Angie, thanks. But I think I'd just soon be alone.
Well, if you need me, just ring.
I don't need you, Angie. I don't need Ken. And most of all, I don't need myself. What I need is...
Oh, Duchess. Long time no see.
Oh, Dad.
Not anymore.
Always. Always.
When you call on me, I have to show up. Running out again, huh, Duchess?
You mean on Ken? Well, I did that months ago.
You sure? How was Reno? You didn't get over to Vegas to see any of my old gambling buddies, huh?
Nope. I stayed my legal time and got out of town fast.
Why, Duchess?
Oh, I couldn't cut it, Dad. I like Ken too much to be a drag on him. Now, before there were children and we got trapped, I thought I ought to get out, that's all.
Did he want it?
No. But then, you see, he never would face the truth.
What?
That he married a loser. I didn't want to make him one, too.
Duchess, why do you call yourself a loser all the time?
Come on, Dad. What else am I? I took Mom away from you just by her having...
The breaks, baby. I tried to make up for her the best way I could.
Could I have ever asked for more? You were it. My sun, my moon, the center of it all, Dad. And not only just my father and my friend and my special boyfriend, but you were somebody. Chip Stavile, right up there with Jackie Stewart, Stuart Moss, and Graham Hill. What do you think it was like at those last few indies? The two that you won. Even the one you lost, except...
except the one I really blew. The one you should forget.
I can't.
You must.
No.
Took me right out of this world.
No, I can't shut out the memory of you passing Alex high on the turn. And the way he drove you off and through the rail. And I can see the car in the air spinning and turning and then crashing. And the sheet of flame, that sheet of
all
flame.
All right, Duchess, knock it off. There are real chances you must take. You don't win them all. Just stop remembering. Shut it out of your mind. Let me lie a little easy in my grave.
I can't. You were my whole world. You were never a loser, Dad. I've never been able to believe it really happened. You never died for me.
Oh, I'm dead enough. Why won't you accept it?
I know you're dead, but I can't accept it. And once I lost you, well, I became the perpetual loser. Then I met Ken. Sweet Ken. And he was kind and gentle. And he made me a buyer. I thought maybe that was the way out, but Ken fell in love with me. So I married him. And I thought maybe that was my way out. Well, it wasn't.
Why, Duchess?
Because I couldn't offer him enough in return for what he wanted to give me. He couldn't measure up to you, Dad. So, I'm running.
Where?
Did you ever play pin the tail on the donkey? Well, I picked Rome. On a buyer's trip, I was once kind of happy there, and as happy as I can be since you went out like a shooting star.
You know Freud isn't my bag, Duchess, but what are you going to find there?
I don't know. Maybe enough courage to keep myself from swallowing those sleeping pills that I've been saving up.
You wouldn't do anything stupid like that.
I'm not so sure.
I'm sorry to bother you, Mrs. Richards, but we're running into some turbulence. Will you please fasten your seatbelt?
What? What is it?
Are you all right? You look as if you'd seen a ghost.
Not seen a... I'm sorry, what did you say?
Oh, don't be alarmed. It's nothing serious. But we're running into a bad storm, so please fasten your belt. And excuse me. The pilot reports rough weather. Fasten your seatbelt, please.
Dad, maybe this would be the best way. Just to go out as you did. And have it all over with.
Mrs. Richards, here we are, safe and sound.
Oh.
Do you have a bag up above?
No, Angie. Right here by my feet. Oh, I can't believe I'm here in Rome.
Do you have friends waiting for you?
Nobody. I'm flying solo.
Oh, well, where are you staying?
Just a hotel up above the Spanish Steps, the Umberto. You know it?
Oh, yes. Well, you won't be flying solo very long. Not between Italian men and...
Oh, and being a gay divorcee. You think the word would travel that fast, Angie?
Well, in Italy, the name of the game is amore.
But it is up to me whether or not I want to play it.
Sure.
It isn't bad if you want to go along with it, I guess. Sure beats skeletons in the closet.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci, Angie. And maybe it might be a lot better than ghost bats in the belfry, I guess.
So, Signora Richards, how do you like your first night in Rome?
Oh, it's just beautiful, Signor Basso. And I love your restaurant.
Oh, my. Well, I hope that is for the music or anything besides me.
Oh, I promise you, it's nothing but jet lag. I haven't slept for nearly 30 hours or something. I am beat.
But of course you are. I shall take you home subito to bed.
Oh, I am not quite sure how to accept that invitation.
Tonight, without the slightest suspicion, at face value. Tomorrow, we shall begin our romance, no?
What are you suggesting for tomorrow?
Well, I have my car. The weather is promised to be perfect. Let me drive you up the coast and show you my Italy and my love.
I'm afraid I'll be a disappointment.
Ah, Signora, you have had much unhappiness. You are moltissimo triste. That is not right for a woman so beautiful.
That's what I'm trying to...
Eh? What is it?
That waiter there. He looked just like... No, never mind.
But you looked as though you had seen a ghost.
Well, it's a habit I seem to have fallen into lately. I really think I'm just too tired to make sense. Won't you take me home?
If you will promise we meet tomorrow for lunch.
All right, but late. I've got to sleep and sleep till I get all these cobwebs out of my head.
So, you will not be in Rome long, Mrs. Richards.
I don't know, Senor Basso. It depends.
On what?
My mood, I suppose. Not a very good one, I'm afraid.
L'amore. It kills and it heals. I have been sorry to hear about you and your husband. And the divorce.
Well, how did you know?
Oh, Signor Kerze, from whose firm you used to buy, has told me. That is why he introduced us. Mm. You must stay long enough in Italy for me to bring you back the sunshine.
Well, you are making a very good start. It's clouding up. Looks like rain.
Non importante. A shower, that's all.
Oh, it's getting very dark, and you do drive very fast.
I am an Italian, and I have the car to do it.
What time is it?
Does it matter?
I would like to get back to Rome in the daylight, Signor Vaso.
Guido?
What?
Well, surely we know each other well enough by now, Caterina. Or may I say, Kate?
If you wish. And Guido is easier than Signor Basso. Guido, okay? I think maybe we'd better head back for Rome.
Ah, do we really want to?
Now, you're not going to start all this over again, are
you? At every opportunity.
Don't you ever get any rebuffs?
No, it happens. But then I do have many affairs of the heart also.
Well, score one for honesty. But I do think we should get back. It's getting quite misty.
Oh, there is no hurry. I can have you back in Rome in 40 minutes. For that matter, if your nerve is as great as your resistance, in less.
60 miles?
80 kilometers. Mia carissima, you are riding in a Ferrari Dino 2500cc displacement 2.5 liters. Nothing can beat this car when I let her out. Or her sister. Whichever one I race at Monza, that's the track outside Milano 2 weeks from now. Will you come and see me win, huh? As my guest?
Well, that depends on how gentle a host you turn out to be today.
Oh, Kate, can you blame me for trying so hard to do...
What is it?
Look behind us.
Another car, so?
Oh, but what a car.
Oh, it does look a little strange. Hard to see in all this mist. What is it?
Who knows? Homemade. You find them all over Italy. It is our other love affair.
Women and cars.
Or sometimes the other way. This Paisan, he is mad trying to race with my Ferrari and me.
Yes, poor Paisan. And he's coming closer and closer.
This mule track I turned off on Che Diavolo. It winds like a snake. If I had a straightaway... Now, straight ahead. Now we show him our heels.
And where do you keep your heels, Guido? On your radiator cap?
What do you mean?
Just if you're going to show them to your Paisan, that's where they better be. He's going to pass you.
Impossible.
Not only possible, but there he goes. Guido, you're slowing down. And I thought you never gave up.
Well, you hear what's happened to my car?
Oh, serious?
No. She is due in the shop to be taken down on Monday. She needs an overhaul. I shouldn't have let her fall out in this condition. Now I am filled with, superstition. Huh? Did we really see that car?
It passed us? Of course.
Mm. Who was it driving?
Well, in a crash helmet and goggles, how can anyone tell?
Eh? What is it?
I don't know. Just a sudden cold feeling that came over me.
That it might not have been a car at all, huh? Just some phantom of the storm?
Driven by a ghost.
Was it a phantom car? And if it is, who was the wraith that drove it? Was it a deterrent to Signor Basso's carefully planned seduction? Or was it part of his general plan to win Kate? Or at least, as we used to say more politely, her favors? I'll return shortly with Act Two.
Isn't it nice to know you're free? To see the things you want to see? To touch the heights you dare to reach? To know you're all that you can be?
Need a full-size car? Well, you came to the right place. Buick. Take LeSabre, a genuine family car with lots of nifty Buick touches and room for six. Or the elegant Electra, the car that wrote the book on Buick luxury. Or Riviera, the luxury car that's also a great personal road car. The full-size Buicks. If you're looking for a place where you and your free spirit can really get together, this is it.
Who will cope with tomorrow for a brighter new day? There's one hope for tomorrow, the children of today.
There is only one hope for tomorrow, the children. Yet there are children in this world right now who have no hope for a brighter today. They're hungry, illiterate, living in misery, and when they grow up, if they grow up, they'll pass on this hopelessness. And it's the world's loss and the world's shame. You can help children to grow up with healthy bodies and educated minds, with a zest for life that they'll pass on to their children and to our world. Won't you please send a check to Save the Children Federation, Box 970, Grand Central Station, New York, 10017. That's Save the Children, Box 970, Grand Central Station, New York, 10017. Think about tomorrow.
We've got to save the children and save the world. Help them to grow.
Whatever the strange vehicle that passed him so ignominiously turns out to be, for the moment, it is not occupying Guido's mind. His thoughts are far from the supernatural. No, something more natural and obvious is on Guido's mind, has been ever since he met Kate, and he little expects ever to see the ghost car again.
Do you think you can coax her back to Rome?
Oh, I could not think of it. But we are coming into Corvietto, a little town right ahead. We can garage her there for the night.
Oh. Won't they have a mechanic?
To touch a mia bambina? Oh, no. I phoned her to Rome for my own.
Well, how long will that take?
Just overnight.
Oh, and this Corvietta, of course, there is no railroad, I suppose, no buses to Rome.
No, just a village, but there is a delightful little pensione, a charming little inn that is run by an old friend of mine.
I see. Well, I guess I do owe you an apology, Guido.
You do? For what?
Well, back there on the road, I was kidding you about never giving up. Guess I should have known better. You never do you?
Kate, I am a man. And the Dariano.
Buonasera. You wish to register?
De piacere. Come sta, signora Brandaglione, huh?
Ah, sta bene. Molto grazie, signor Basso.
Sì.
Nice to see you. You and the signora prefer a room on the garden or upstairs?
Neither.
Che?
Two single rooms, one upstairs, the other down, and I'll take the ground floor.
But I do not understand, signora.
It's quite simple. I am not, technically anyway, a signora. I am a single girl, and I guess I'm a miss.
Miss?
She means that we are not married, or...
A million pardons. And now I understand.
So does the signor, I hope.
I was only joking, Kate. Please forgive me for all this inconvenience. I'm sorry this had to happen, believe me.
I don't.
Don't what?
Don't believe you for a moment that you're sorry.
Oh, you are so right.
And I will tell you something else, I think.
What?
I think you're a heel, Signor Basso.
Would I deny it? Why don't you sign the register, Kate? And then the padrona will show you to your room, and while you freshen up, I will arrange for a dinner with wine and candlelight. And I will hope that when you come back, you will be... You will be more forgiving. And I shall phone my mechanic in Rome to be here first thing in the morning to fix the car. Okay?
If you mean make a phone call, yes.
Oh, I am not forgiven?
Well, I'd like to do a little thinking about that first.
I will live on hope that you will be generous. Scusi, huh?
Miss has no luggage.
The only possible baggage you see is me. Now, where did the signor leave his car?
At the garage, right across the street.
Is there a mechanic there?
Ah, but the best, Giovanni. But if you would care to see your room...
I think I'd rather see Giovanni first.
Ah, but of course. Shall I tell the signor you are there?
Well, if you don't mind, any messages from me, I'd like him to get by himself. Oh, yes, Dad. If he knew whose daughter he was messing around with, he wouldn't be so smart. Giovanni?
Sì, un momento, per favore. E che faccio mi...
Something wrong.
Oh, not in your life.
Well, then why the...
Oh, American, too. Hey, lady, I haven't seen anything like you since the Miss America pageant, 1971.
Well, thank you. I feel like a wine. Was that a good year?
Oh, the best. Every one a winner. But not one could hold a candle to you.
And here I've just about decided that you were all American yourself, Giovanni.
Ah, Joe will do. I am American. Born and bred there. It's my country.
You know, you sound as though you miss it.
Every minute of every day.
And why do you stay here?
Ah, like this and that. Yeah, you know, when my mom died and nothing would do, but my pop had to come home to the old country, you know, that's for laughs in a way.
Why?
Well, my pop was born in Little Italy, you know, Mulberry Street, New York. He didn't even speak Italian as good as I do. But the old ones, they get kinky ideas sometimes. You see, this place right here, this is where my mom was born.
Not very kinky. I can understand why he wanted to see the town.
Sure, but I went along. I made the trip back with him myself because, well, he was pretty sick. And I knew he wanted to die here. One thing led to another. I stayed on, had to make a living to keep us going. So I got the gas station and the shop and became a grease monkey.
In this little town?
Yeah, in this little town. I was stuck. Oh, come on, I didn't mean to break down and tell you the story of my life. It's just that talking American again feels so good. Anyway, no more running off at the mouth. What can I do for you, ma'am?
I just wanted to ask you about the Ferrari that you just gassed up.
Oh, this baby?
Mm.
Well, nothing wrong. I can see. Oh, yeah. Little over-choked.
Oh, that figures. You mean someone pulled the choke out?
Sure. Flooded the carburetor.
And to make her sound as if she was breaking down?
Well, yeah, if a guy handled it right.
Couldn't have been accidental, could it?
Well, not on a car like this unless... Well, look... I don't know what kind of a driver your husband is,
but... And he's not my husband. Signor Guido Basso.
Guido Basso? The billionaire sportsman, the racing driver?
That's our boy.
Holy Mac. In that case, it could only have been deliberate. Like, he must have had some reason to... He... Oh. Like that, huh?
Yeah, like that. He had a cute little notion that we could register here at the Pansione.
Oh.
Which I don't go for. Joe, have you got a car?
Have I got a car? Lady, follow me. Now, I warn you, when I unveil her, she may not look like much, but she is far out. I mean, there is nothing in Europe to touch her. Yeah. Well, there she is, ma'am. I call her La Bellissima.
The Gray Ghost.
Huh? The what?
You passed us on the road a while back so fast that... Well, we weren't sure whether you were real or a mirage.
Oh, she's for real. Yeah. I figured this was the Ferrari I blew by. But I never figured I was kicking dirt on Guido Basso.
Joe, will you take me back to Rome? I'll pay you, of course.
Oh, no, forget it. I'm closing up anyway. Well, what business is there now? Besides, how often does a plain Joe get a chance to play Sir Galahad, huh? What do you want to leave?
As of 5 minutes before I even asked.
You are on your way right now, ma'am. Climb in.
The name is Mrs. Richards. But as long as we're going AWOL together...
Why not make it Kate?
Okay, Kate, but I feel a little bit shaky.
Why?
Guido Basso, holy cow.
What are you afraid of, that he might catch up with us?
Lady, I mean Kate, not while you're riding these white horses. 250 of them under that hood, plus a special injection carburetor which makes all the difference. A little gimmick of my own, you know? I call it the Ross Special.
Ross, is that your second name?
Rossini, before it got cut down. Now listen to this chorus sing. The only thing faster is a jet plane, and you can't run them on the ground. Guido Basso, huh? Oh, I'll bet he popped the cork when I passed him. It's gonna make him a hell of a lot madder that you passed him up.
Why are we slowing down?
Well, even Italy has a couple of speed laws. We're already in the outskirts of Rome.
It was so wonderful. Just like old times, sailing on the wind. Oh, she's a wonderful car, Joe. Just ate up the road. Do you race her?
Are you kidding?
How would you like to race her in a couple of weeks at Monza?
Oh, no. No dough.
How much would it cost?
Well, entry fee, pit crew, replacements, parts, travel expense. What's the sense making a list I know by heart? Around 7 or 8 million lira, bottom line.
It's about $12,000.
If you can guess the exchange any given day. I mean, what's the diff? It could be 8 billion. She's not for racing.
Well, then why did you build it?
Is there any answer for that? I don't know. I love cars. She's all I've had since my pop finally cashed in. I'm just plain in love with her, I guess. It's all that holds me here. I should go home.
Oh, and what would happen to Bellissima?
I guess I'd sell her. To some rich dilettante like Basso. Except by now he's too mad at me to buy.
You mean after all you have told me you would sell him this car?
Well, why not?
But it's too much a part of you.
Yeah, but it's been done before. I'm in debt up to my ears. I could pay off and have enough to let me sneak back into the USA.
No, I can't let you do that. Pull over under the trees and park, Joe.
What's the point?
You know, it's not very flattering if you refuse my request.
Oh, put it that way. How can I refuse?
You mustn't sell this car.
Why not?
Because I think if you did, you'd be selling your own soul, Joe.
Oh, look, Kate, let's leave it, Leia. I mean, even if I had cash, who's going to drive? I haven't got credentials. Besides, I got to be in the pit to handle and baby this lady through, you know?
Well, then we'll find another driver.
How? Where? You know what a racing driver is? He ain't built of blood and nerves, only guts and reflexes and iron. He doesn't think, he only reacts. He's got wrists of steel, eyes like a fly, and nothing but the will to win. And you know how he's made?
I should.
He isn't. He's born. In a race like Monza, you won't find a driver who's worth a damn within 1,000 miles of Italy who isn't already tied up. So where else do I find such a guy?
Just give me a moment to think, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Duchess, how can I help?
You can't, but Alex could.
Alex? Well, he's never driven since...
Since the accident, I know.
He dropped out of the game. Where would you find him?
I know where he is. I saw him last night, Dad, in Rome. He's a waiter. He ducked when he saw me.
Alessandro Corfi, a waiter?
A lot more than he deserves after what he did to you. But he can drive.
Will you stop blaming Corfi for me? What happened was the chances you take.
Are you sure? He didn't panic or deliberately drive you into the wall on that turn. Why did he quit then?
We have to rake over the old ashes. Let it go, Kate, will you? We're well out of it. Why try to get back here?
But, Dad, you said I've been running away from things, that I'm afraid to turn around and face life. Well, I think it's time that I did, and this is just as good a place to start as any.
It's gonna run into some heavy dough, baby.
Well, I still have most of what you left me.
Yeah, little enough that was. It'll take most of it.
Dad, I am a gambler. Just like my old man. And I'll win it back, if you'll help me.
How?
When I talk to Corfi, coax him to come back to driving.
Oh, it won't be easy. Look, Kate, maybe you better let sleeping dogs lie.
Who is talking about dogs? I'm talking about horses, Dad. The kind you used to ride.
Maybe not 4,000cc class yet, or the big purses. This is a sports car racing, 2.5 liters, but it's a beginning. And Joe will go on to build bigger and better cars and get bigger and better sponsors, and I want to help him buy that future.
And what about your own?
Well, maybe I can prove to myself I'm of use to someone again. And then I can find mine.
I don't know, Duchess. You don't know what you're asking.
Ted, you wouldn't let me down, would you?
That's the whole trouble, Duchess. I'm afraid I might have to.
A rather uncooperative attitude for a so far friendly, or should we say sympathetic, specter. Why would that presence from beyond the grave not be eager to help the daughter he wants so desperately to find herself again? Or does he know something about his old friend Corfe that we don't know? Return shortly with Act 3.
Well, your big TV debate will be on the air in 30 seconds, Senator.
Fine, Hank, fine.
Don't worry, sir. You're the incumbent, and you'll eat him up.
Right.
Oh, there's your opponent now.
20 seconds, gentlemen.
Hank, what's my opponent carrying under his arm there?
It's a Time magazine.
Oh, no. It's probably this week's. I haven't even read it.
Easy, sir.
Hank, he'll be on top of everything. World affairs, law, economics, the movie reviews. I'll sound like a dodo out there.
10 seconds,
he'll
please.
Be bright, he'll be witty, and
Senator, don't put your thumb in your mouth.
Unless he only had time to look at Time magazine's cover. Oh, no.
Stand by, please.
Hank, I don't even know who's on Time's cover this week.
Sir.
Can you see who's on Time's cover?
No, I can't.
What if they ask me who's on Time's cover? What am I going to say?
And now, the candidates debate. On the left, we have the incumbent, Senator
Ethel Merman. No, she was on the cover of something else.
Senator...
Alice Cooper or Abe Bean?
Senator, all we want...
I know what you want. Is it a picture of a shark?
Just the name.
The shark didn't have a name. Give me a hint. Rover,
Senator.
Blackie.
Time makes everything more interesting. Including you.
First, the good news about the treatment of cancer. Through chemotherapy, which is the use of anti-cancer drugs to lessen pain and lengthen life for many, great progress has been made. Through chemotherapy, a child with leukemia, a woman with breast cancer, a senior citizen with a tumor, can bring a normal balance to their daily lives. Now, the bad news. More research is desperately needed to find newer, even more effective anti-cancer drugs, and more programs to bring those treatments to everyone who needs help. You can be part of that research. You can be part of that help. Send a check today to the Chemotherapy Foundation. That's Chemo, C-H-E-M-O, Therapy Foundation, Box 8, New York, New York, 10028. That's the Chemotherapy Foundation, Box 8, New York, New York, 10028. This is Bess Meyerson with a public service message from the Chemotherapy Foundation.
Soft Italian moonlight filters down through the trees, sending a dancing pattern of light and shadow across Kate's face as she lies back with her eyes closed in the car. Sitting beside her, Joe watches with a small frown of puzzlement. Has she fallen asleep? Or is it just a trick of the rippling shadows that makes it seem as if perhaps she were talking to someone? Then suddenly she opens her eyes.
I know where to get your driver.
Where? Who?
Well, someone I saw in a restaurant the night before last. A waiter.
A waiter?
Named Alessandro Corfe.
Alessandro Oh, scrub it, Kate. He hasn't driven in over 4 years.
I think we can get him.
You don't understand. There was an accident at the Indy Speed Trials 4 years ago. His best friend got killed.
I know. It was my father.
Chip Stabile was your father? But I thought you said Richards.
That's right. That's my married name.
Oh.
And, unfortunately, my divorced one.
Oh.
Does that bring out the Italian in you, Joe? Give you any ideas?
None I mightn't have had before.
Well, Coolum, I told you this is a partnership, and it's strictly business.
What partnership?
Ours.
I'm going to put up the money so that you can enter La Bellissima at Monza.
Oh, hey, now, wait a minute. I can't...
It's racing money, Joe. It's the money my dad left me.
Look, I told you what it's going to cost.
If we can hold it to $10,000, I know I can swing it. We can save on two items, the pit boss and the driver.
Well, look, me, you got, but you honestly think you can get Coffee to drive?
Well, I think he can be persuaded.
By you?
By me.
You know something? I wouldn't be surprised if you can.
Then we have a deal?
You get Coffee to drive La Bellissima, and you got 50% of the car.
And, Joe, it's so good to see a man come to life again.
Listen, we race under any color you choose.
I like the gray ghost just as she is.
The gray ghost? Yeah, that's great. Let's call her that from now on. Oh, brother, I'm as happy as a kid on the last day of school.
Now you get me back to Rome so I can talk to Corfi. Hello, Alex.
Oh. So you did recognize me the other night.
Yes.
I tried to avoid you. Why you come back?
I want to talk to you.
About the what?
No, not here.
I don't want to talk about your father.
He may have to be part of it.
I go get excused by the head waiter. We can walk by the river. What do I think of Basso's Ferrari? Superb.
And what would you say if I told you I know a car that passed Guido as if he was standing still?
I would say it is the best car in Europe.
Well, how would you like to drive it at Monza?
No. No, I never drive again. Not after what happened to Chip.
You blame yourself for that?
Don't you, Duchess?
Well, I did. I don't know, Alex. Now that it's far enough away, I think if the positions had been reversed, wouldn't have Dad done the same thing?
What?
Cut him off from passing on the outside, drive him to the rail, and...
That is what everyone saw happen. And so a friend is dead, and I, who would have died for him, am to blame. We leave it at that. I swore I would never drive again.
Not even if I tell you that I'm half owner of the car, and we have no one else to drive it. Don't you owe me that at least? For my father.
For... I must be mad. I am out of condition. My reflexes... 2 weeks. I will not know the car completely, but... All right, if you ask me, I shall drive. But, Kate, it will be a miracle if I can win for you.
Philippe, her first race.
He's lapped the field at least twice.
Yeah, except for Basso. He's holding on.
The full lap behind.
Oh, ladies, stay with us. Hold up, baby. Hold up.
Oh, I can't see it. What is it?
It's a bad crash on the far turn.
Not Alex.
No, he barely missed him. Oh, damn, he hit something. The off-front wheel.
Is it bad?
We'll know in a minute. No, the wheel's out of line. He's signaled. All right, boys. He's coming in next lap for repair. Run out 2 spare wheels and grab the gas line.
What's the trouble, Joe?
Well, it's maybe just a wheel. We'll have to jerk it to see.
Well, suppose it isn't the axle.
Well, then we've had it.
Don't touch that wheel, Joe.
Come on, you crazy.
Baby, can we can stop?
Well, sure,
but... The Madonna, she runs the better on 3 wheels.
Alex, you're not going out. You're not...
You think not. You see who that was? Basso. He's made up. Stand away.
Catch him, Joe.
If he can keep her on the track. He made that curve all right.
And he's catching up on the straightaway. He's going to try to... No!
Huh? What is it?
But that's the same pattern that killed my father.
No, it's okay, Kate. It's okay. He has plenty of room and enough speed if he just holds his nerve. Oh, Judas Priest.
What?
Chickened out. The damn fool's trying to come back inside, but she won't hold her. Oh, my God, she's gone!
Well, I suppose we have to go in and see him.
Alex? Well, of course. course, he's hurt. He may be...
Oh, don't worry, don't worry. I've talked to the doctors. Nothing serious. He got out lucky. We took the fall, thanks to him.
What does that mean?
Well, you saw what happened. He chickened out. He let Basso fake him out on that last turn. The Ferrari didn't have the speed to pass, but Alex flinched and peeled off. Went into a spin, and that's what took him over the rail. Boy, when I think of it, before the race, Basso came and offered me 25 million lira for the Grey Ghost, and I turned him down. Now we're left with nothing but a pile of junk.
Because you think Alex panicked?
Well, you saw it with your own eyes. What else?
I'm just not quite sure, Joe. Look, go into Alex, please, and try to be nice to him. I want to be alone in this little waiting room here to think and maybe make a phone call.
Yeah, but Kate...
Please, Joe.
I'm okay. Only don't leave me too long with him.
No, I won't. It'll be so short. The end. After all these years.
So you finally know, Duchess.
I think I do.
And you're ashamed of me.
No, I didn't say that, Dad.
You have to be as ashamed as I am of myself.
What happened?
You saw it all today, Duchess. Almost the way it was at Indy. Like Basso, I had the outside. I thought I had the speed to take the lead on the turn, but there wasn't quite enough. I was so light, I was afraid to brake. It might have put me through the rail. So even though I knew I couldn't make it by cutting in front, I panicked and cut on down, figuring that Alex would brake rather than take the chance. My rear end would knock his front wheels out of alignment. But I'd cut too sharp, and I went into a spin, and that took me right up the side and through the guardrail.
Alex didn't ride you into it?
It looked that way, but that wasn't the way it was. He knew I was crazy, that I'd lost my head. Same thing that happened to Basso today.
Only he came through it all right.
And Alex took the fall for him, just as he had to take it in another way for me. Well, I guess I'm glad it's out at last. You won't be calling on me again.
No, Dad. I don't think I will.
Goodbye, Duchess. Maybe now I can rest at last.
I've got to make a phone call.
I tell you, I'm fine, Giovanni. A bruise up to a black eye. A little something broken on the shoulder. So what? It has been broken before. The important thing is the car. She is a dream.
Yeah. That's the word. A dream that's over. Oh, hello, Kate.
Joe, you mustn't give up. How are you feeling, Alex?
Splendid. And Kate is right, Joe. One race we get the bad break, but next time...
There'll be no next time. You won't be driving her again.
You cannot think I lost my nerve.
Well, what's the difference now?
A great difference to me. I have my pride.
Yeah, this time all you killed was an automobile.
Joe.
And what did I kill some other time? Oh, you mean...
You mean my father. That was not Alex's fault. Tell him the truth, Alex.
No.
Then I will. This is just among us three. My father panicked and lost his head just the way Basso did today. So is it a crime? It only meant he was human. But I'm not going to let Alex take the blame.
Oh. Okay. I'm sorry, Alex. I'm sorry, but what good does it do? There isn't any car left. The Grey Ghost is gone.
Oh, no, she isn't. We're going to raise her from the grave.
Yeah, how?
With Guido Basso's money. He's waiting to pay me for my half. He's promised to back her till she proves exactly what she is. The best racing car in Europe. So, you have a new partner.
Oh, I don't know.
He's really sorry. And he'll be with you all the way, Joe.
Well, I mean, I just figure the guy for such a heel.
Only where women are concerned. Well, I guess it's time to board.
Arrivederci, benissimo.
Goodbye, Alex. Win them all from here on in.
Bye, Kate.
Bye, Joe. Send me a picture when she's rebuilt.
Oh, yeah, and the money I owe you. You know, I feel like such a louse. Alex is back driving again. I have my Grey Ghost, but what do you get out of this?
My husband when I get home again, I hope. And at least I grew up.
May I see your ticket, please? Oh, well, Mrs. Richards, it's nice to have you aboard again.
Nice to be going back with you, Angie.
Oh, you look a lot different.
That's what Rome will do for a girl. You must have found yourself a real Superman.
I did. And he'll be waiting for me when we land in the States. I'm going to be married again, Angie.
Ah, oh, that's nice.
Doubly nice, because it's the same man.
What? That's kind of like a miracle.
Sort of. Funny. I had to come 4,000 miles to finally put a ghost to rest.
Months later, Mrs. Ken Richards received a photograph of Gray Ghost Number 2. And by the end of the year, she had established herself as the premier sports car in Europe. By that time, Mrs. Richards was able to send a picture of an even more complicated machine that her husband and she had taken 9 months to build. His given name was Joseph Alessandro Richards. But somehow, everyone ended up calling him Chip. I'll be back shortly.
I like to get high and fly on my wheel just to see how it feels. Friends with a beer in my hand, can you feel how it feels? I can drive, I'm alive, and my friends all enjoying the ride.
Right.
In the car, we gave our friends with a beer in our hands, you can feel how it feels to fly.
Drinking and driving is the number one killer of young Americans. Think about who's been drinking and who's going to drive. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
Stand by, please, Central.
A public service message on behalf of the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Central, better notify the coroner's office. We've got at least two for them.
If you should hear a voice from beyond or feel someone at your shoulder, I wouldn't trust it to be necessarily friendly. May I suggest that the best course is to follow the advice of Satchel Paige and never look back. There may be something gaining on you. Our cast included Betsy Palmer, William Redfield, Evie Juster, and Ian Martin. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Now, a preview of our next tale.
We're going home.
Oh, not yet.
Right now. Chris, get your things.
I will.
Hey, wait a minute. You plant a bomb in our laps and then you run off. What for?
I want to get her home. Chris, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
I'll see you tomorrow, Billy. I'll drop around to the office.
Yeah, good night, Chris. It's wonderful about the baby.
Thank you both.
Come on.
Chris, I'll talk to you Well... That was what you might call an abrupt departure.
Yeah. I don't know. Ev was kind of rough on Christine tonight.
Don't tell me the pedestal is beginning to rock. Don't tell me the image is getting tarnished.
Now, Doris, don't be crude. Evan is my friend.
As long as he stays on the pedestal, Billy. Once he comes down from there, watch out.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
can hear the difference. Brightened, beautiful music. KIXI, Seattle.
CBS News. Terrorists who stormed the meeting of OPEC oil ministers in Vienna, accompanied by their hostages, have boarded a bus headed for the airport. It's presumed they'll fly to Algeria, which reportedly said it would accept them. I'm Mike Stanley reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The terrorists, members of the self-styled Arm of Arab Liberation, killed three people and wounded a number of others when they shot their way into a Sunday morning meeting of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. One of the six terrorists was wounded. His comrades demanded that he be returned from the hospital to which he was taken for treatment in order to join them on the flight out of Austria. At first, doctors said he couldn't be moved, but then relented, saying he could survive the flight. The Austrian government granted the terrorists' demands for transportation out of the country, and just moments ago, they boarded a bus that had been brought to OPEC headquarters. CBS News correspondent Bob McNamara was on hand.
About 30 people have boarded a bus that stands at the rear entrance to the OPEC headquarters here in Vienna. They presumably are the hostages who will go with the terrorists who have demanded a DC-9 jet and three flight crews to take them out of the country. Among those we saw climbing aboard the bus were Sheikh Yamani of Saudi Arabia and the oil minister of Iran, Mr. Amuzigar. The driver has now turned on the headlights of the bus. He has started the engine running. And just in front of the bus is a police van, also a squad car, their engines running. The police van is filled with about 9 Austrian police. We presume that they will leave the caravan that will take the bus to the airport. Now the squad car is beginning to move out. It turns on its flashing blue lights. The police van does the same. They shut the doors and they're off. Bob McNamara, CBS News, Vienna.
The Argentine Air Force rebellion may be coming to an end. That story and other news following this message.
Hi there, I'm Mike Roy here with the inimitable Dennis Bracken.
Oh, thank you, Chef, and we'd like to offer some tasty ingredients to make your holiday season the best that you and your family ever had.
And we'll start with greetings for CBS radio people like Lowell Thomas, Steve Young, and Dan Rather.
Along with Marvin Kell, Stephanie Shelton, and Daniel Shore.
Not to mention Doug Poling, Connie Chung, Bob Schieffer, and Christopher Glenn.
And as you contemplate the sumptuousness of the holiday season, here's a little more music to mix into the mixture.
We hope that 1975 has been a good year for you. And that 1976, our bicentennial year, will be even better.
So from Mike Roy and me and everyone at the CBS Radio Network, here's wishing you a grand holiday season.
Rebel Argentine Air Force officers who have staged a rebellion aimed at unseating President Isabel Perón Sunday night released 5 loyal Air Force officers they took prisoner at the beginning of their revolt Thursday. Reporters at the rebel-held Morón Air Base, 20 miles west of Buenos Aires, presumed the move meant the end of the rebellion was close at hand. The dissident officers have scheduled a Monday morning news conference. The federal spending ceiling of $395 billion in fiscal 1977 sought by President Ford could cause a severe setback to economic recovery, according to a report by the staff of the Congressional Joint Economic Committee. The chairman of that committee, Senator Hubert Humphrey, gave CBS News his prescription for averting such a setback.
I just think there's one thing that this government needs to do. It needs to get off on this unemployment kick of tolerating these high rates of unemployment and put this country back to work. The cost of unemployment for every 1% to the Treasury, that is to the budget, is $16 billion. If we could reduce unemployment by 1% in the next year, we'll save the taxpayers $16 billion.
Humphrey adds, from reading this staff report, I conclude the president's budget policy is a disaster. More CBS News in a moment.
Rude. An English word meaning discourteous or impolite.
Is it rude to refuse a drink?
No. What's rude is to make someone feel rude for refusing a drink.
Well, I mean, like when someone's drunk, is it rude to insist on driving him home? I mean, even if you have to take his keys away.
No. What's really rude is not caring enough to get involved.
Well, would you say it's rude to tell a friend that you think he's drinking too much?
No. It's rude to pretend he's just having a social drink when what he's having is a drinking problem.
I see.
You know, this may sound rude, but we're going to have to change some of our ideas about what's rude. There are 9 million alcoholic Americans now, and it's time we stop being too polite to help each other. Help someone. Write alcohol, Box 2345, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
This message is a public service by this station and the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism.
Inflation in prices of consumer goods in Japan is only one of the problems being faced by the people. The government has joined in the price spiral. Japan's Diet, the parliament, today approved a hike of up to 150% in postal rates. The measure is the last of three bills passed to raise government revenue. Tobacco prices were raised yesterday. The tax on liquor goes up next month. Mike Stanley, CBS News.
CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI. The time, 11:06.